Wow. Wow, wow. How many of y'all ready to exalt the Lord? What's this? You know that you're here today. How many of y'all even know this? You know that you're here today because Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life. He is in your life. It's happening. Well, I want you to pray with me. We're going to work it a little bit today. So we're in Ephesians chapter 2. We're fixing to finish up the second chapter. You've heard this. Trish, we've gone over this. In Him, in Him, in Him. We've heard that for 6 weeks. And we're going to hear it again. In Him. Now, I'm going to ask you a very important question. And this question will thread the rest of this sermon. I want to propose to you that no matter what you're doing right now, it's temporary. What do you think when I make such an audacious statement as that? Whatever you're doing right now, it's temporary. Amen. How many of y'all found that things change? It's not going to stay the same. And so because we're going to talk about dwelling today, and I really want you to get this. I want you to get three things today. First of all, Jesus Christ has made you and created grace in you. Your citizenship is permanent in heaven, which gives you a destiny to live now. Okay, so that's the sermon in the capsule. So if you already understand all that, you want to go get a cup of coffee, you got it today, okay? But I really want you to understand, we're going to talk about citizenship today, which is, whoa, it's kind of scary to talk about citizenship in America, isn't it? It's what? Controversial. But here's what I want you to know, is I want you to be really aware of this. There is no amnesty in heaven. You can't sneak in heaven. Okay? Some of you are kind of going, well, if I go to church and kind of peek in, will he let me in? No. No. There's no amnesty in heaven. You're either in or you're out. And so I want you to be very clear on that, that God brings us in as a citizen of heaven. Okay? So think about this. Today, if I was to come by and say, can I see your identification of heaven, what would you say? That's not rhetorical. What would you say? Christian, okay. Got mine. Push it a little bit. Hey, what's this? The in him rhythm might have a lot to do with this citizenship. What would you say? Here's what I would say if Jesus said, can you prove your citizenship papers? I'd say, I thought you had the file. Because in you, I'm in. Amen? Y'all got it? In you, I'm in. Can y'all remember that? So in you, I'm in. With this rhythm, I'm going to tell you right now, it's temporary. Pastor Reynolds, it's temporary. What do you think? It's temporary. It's temporary. So just contemplate. How much energy do you give, do I give, do we give to temporary situations? Compared to the energy and the focus of permanent situations. Just kind of let that balance out in you for a minute, okay? All right, let's pray. Lord, I pray for wisdom and understanding today of the Scripture. I want to thank you for this church, and I want to thank you for the people that make it up. Because in you, we are built together and we're remade into a substantive happening. And so, God, I thank you that you're God. And God, I just want to thank you that you're the king of diversity and that nobody gets it better than you because you've made us all and you put us together as one. So, Jesus, I just pray that there would be a profound realization today that you're willing to save us and bring us into heaven. You want us there. In the name of Jesus, what do we say? Amen. You know what that means? So be it. Thank God. So be it. Now, I want you to do just something really quick, okay? If you'll do this, I want you to look to another person like Mr. Cox, and you look, and I want you to just say, we're in this together. So just go ahead and confess that to your neighbor. Come on. Y'all talk, we're in this together. Come on, we're in this together. If you're dating them or have married them, that's a good thing, okay? We're in this what? Now, hold on. We are in this what? We are citizens of heaven. Now, here's what I want you to know. Somewhere in the line, we got to be identified with, we're people of heaven. Now, let's talk about this for a minute. Do we always get it right? No. How many of y'all probably messed up a little bit this week? Sheriff, I behaved at the golf tournament, but I slid off Tuesday. I did. I tell you, sometimes I get angry. Last night, there was a little situation, didn't go our way. And I maintained throttle, but I failed. I thought, Lord have mercy, I hope nobody takes a picture of me, because I thought my face was redder than Big Red. But the situation didn't work. It didn't go the way, listen, it didn't go the way I wanted it to go, and I was bothered. Do any of y'all ever have these, or am I the only one that feels this way? There are moments of life, but you know what? When I finally settled down in my head, guess what I realized? As much as I'm, it's temporary. It really is. And so I want you to see that God did focus on a citizenship in heaven. And so the real deal, when we really get down to this, we're all in this together. And I want you to know there's something very beautiful here. We are an expression of heaven, even when we don't feel like it. We are God's people. And I'm on a march, and it comes from the Holy Spirit that we got to be re-identified as God's people. And there is, that means you are my sister. You're not my friend. We're not just acquaintances. We're not business colleagues. You are my sister. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to take care of my sister. And I'm going to take care of my brother. And you ain't going to mess with my daddy. And you pick on grandma, I'm coming after you. Because we're what? We're family. We're citizens. We're marked by the same cause and same purpose. And I want you to know, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we join a greater cause. It's called the kingdom of God. Now let's look in Ephesians. This is temporary. There's a citizenship that's what? Permanent. So if you were to fill out an application, now please don't go practice this, because they'll have you under psychiatric evaluation. But John, if you would have to fill out, you know, a business application and it said residence, what if you wrote in heaven? You would be accurate. Your permanent citizenship is heaven. How many of y'all realize that? The Bible teaches us that over and over, that we are citizens of what? So my correct address is this: heaven, temporarily stationed in Alverton. Lower Alverton, to be more specific. I live in L.A., Lower Alverton. Where are you from? Y'all answer that question. Where are you from? I'm going to pick on somebody. Don, where are you from? No, you're not. I knew. That's why I can pick on you, because you've lost all your hair and you're okay with it and you're a good guy. Okay, watch. Watch. I've just had politically correct people go, I can't believe he said something about his hair. Don and I have known each other for a long time. And by the way, here's what I want to let y'all know. When you really love on each other, you can pick on each other. When you don't love people, you have to be politically correct. When you hate, you have to be politically correct. Because you see, when you're not forgiven, you have to create tolerance devices because you can't love. Does that help you understand what's going on today? See, I love Don. Watch this. Don, that's not where you're from. You used to be from there. Guess where you're really from? Don Spears, the guy I went to high school with, is from heaven. Nobody would have guessed that in a yearbook. What's this? Guess where Elizabeth's from? Heaven. I'm married heaven. Believe it or not, guess where Clacy's from? Heaven. But she can raise other things. But she's from heaven. You see what I'm saying? We are from what? Heaven. Now go with me to Ephesians chapter 2. And let's see. Last week we talked about the Lord being our peace. Jamie did a beautiful job articulating the scripture, bringing us to truth. That in him we find peace. If you want to find peace in your life, then I'm going to tell you today, God wants to forgive you. I can say this with all authority. Jesus Christ forgives people. Jesus Christ heals people. Jesus Christ restores situation. In Jesus Christ joins together what has been disjointed. Does that make sense? Jesus joins together that that's been disjointed. God's desire is for us to be in heaven with him. How many of y'all believe that that's God's desire? Now some of you are like, well, why do people go to hell? They will not receive God's desire. Now here's what I highly recommend. Quit worrying about who's not going. The question is, are you connected? It's a waste of time to try to judge everybody else because you can't make that mark. But are you personally connected as a citizen of heaven? Well, let's look at the case. Paul says, understand this, you're now part of God's chosen people. Consequently, now let's back up to verse 18. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one what? Spirit. Well, we got this situation going on. You got your Jews over here, and then you got all the others, the Gentiles. And the Jews are saying what? I'm God's chosen. They're walking around wearing the chosen t-shirt. We're the chosen people of God. You Gentiles don't understand? We're chosen. How many of y'all have ever been in a family? Anybody here been in a family? So all of y'all were raised orphans. What? By yourselves. What? Did anybody have brothers and sisters? How many of you ever accused your brother or sister of being a little more favored than the other? Beth Ann, you need to get your hand up because you used to lie and say that I was favored, and that's not true. I plowed the way for my brothers and sisters. Here's how much I love my brothers and sisters. General Jackson, I didn't academically achieve to my height in high school, so my brothers and sisters wouldn't have such a high standard to live up to as they went through. That's the kind of sacrificial guy I am. What do you think about it? I took one for the team. No, I'm kidding. They were a lot smarter than me. In fact, teachers would go to my brothers and sisters after I was out of high school, they came through high school, and especially when my sisters came in, the teachers would squint their eyes and go, you are really Steve Ayers' sister? And then they would make this comment, what happened to him? We mean, what happened to me? But see, we were connected with an identity, right? Now, you're connected with the identity of Christ. Did you realize that? I want you to show you identities are important. In him, we're brought together. So here's what happened in Jesus Christ. No longer is being Jewish the point or being Gentile the point. It's being in him. Now, did God choose the Jewish people? Absolutely. You can't deny that. And I hear a lot of Americans and a lot of Americans that study the Bible. We really think God chose Americans. The only problem with that, our history is real short compared to world history, right? I mean, when you go here, we talk about 225 years as being just ancient. When you go to Israel, you know, the guy will go, those apartments over there, 500 years old, young apartments. You see, they think different than we do. What's 100 years? What's 1,000 years? It's an ancient culture. We say ancient, God says here. Does it make sense? Your getting to heaven will not be based on your ethnicity. Is everybody cool with that? Come on, you got to get with me here, okay? I'm taking away the devil's business here, okay? You do not get credit for your ethnicity in heaven. Somebody say, okay. See, there's not going to be like, you know, different ethnic sections in heaven. Y'all understand that. We are as one. Okay, one of the greatest sorrows in my life living at this moment of history is to hear things like this. Hispanic church, black church, white church, Gen X church, young people's church, rock and roll church, traditional hymn church. This is absolutely, totally anti-Bible. It's anti-Jesus. And here's what I mean by that. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, come to me and become one in what? Me. Isn't that cool? I get questions about our church. They go, well, how in the world can y'all handle all that diversity? I said, what diversity? And they said, well, you know, y'all got like, I go, what? They go, well, you got, I said, different types of people? They go, yeah, but they're not all. I said, they are not all of the same kind. In fact, I would propose to you, if you're going to a church that houses all the same kinds of people, they've severely missed the gospel. Because God didn't section off things. I only know one guy that sections off things. The little sneaky evil man named devil himself, what does he do? He sectors off and says, you're special because you're special. So you'll be pivoted up against another section that thinks they're special. And then that causes deep what? Chaos, pain, and suffering. But Jesus says, in him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And God's glory is seen. Now, I want you to know, listen, I speak honestly to the world. I believe Jesus is the only way to heaven. How many of y'all understand this? In him, not in something else. Now listen, I'm an absolute radical today. Do you all understand that? I'm an absolute radical. Here's what I want you to know. I believe Jesus is the only way to heaven. I want to be clear. I do not believe Islam is a way to heaven. That makes me, in this 21st century in the United States of America, Sheriff, I am an absolute bigot. And you know what I say? So be it. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will not change my beliefs. Jesus is the way. Now you're going to be challenged. If you're going to be a citizen, watch this. And you go, well, what about Buddhists? I don't believe they're the way either. I don't believe Hindus are the way. Now watch. Now listen. Here's where you got to chill and be like Jesus. You don't slam people. You what? Love people. See, here's the way I handle Islam. That's what freaks people out. Do I believe Islam is a way to heaven? No! Am I clear? So I don't want you to be confused. Am I worried about them building a mosque? No. Because I have a Lord that's greater than their mosque. Now, we're going to have to start believing it eventually. You know what's going on in America? We've just started. God's going to shift his church. Sift it. I remember down south, my grandmother was down south. She's from down south. And when she got ready to bake stuff, she put it in this, used to be called a flour what? Sifter. You know, it had like a mesh thing. You could catch minnows with it too. But, you know, it was, you know, it was a sifter. And they put the flour in it. And Jimmy, you probably saw your grandmama do that. And they would, I mean, these women now, they were white women. They weren't supposed to dance. But when they got that sifter out, baby, they'd get on a groove making those biscuits. You know what I mean? And they would sift the what? Now, hold on. We're going to be sifted. And you're going to have to decide, are you in Christ or are you not in Christ? Now, let me tell you, because I'm in Christ, I love people who claim to be Muslim. Why? God tells me to love my what? Enemy. So I love them because of who? Jesus. I don't fuss at them. I want to expose who to them? Jesus. But I'm not going to back off my belief and put Jesus aside so that we might be friends. Because I can't leave him. Because it's in him. It's by him. It's through him. It's because of him. It is him. Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's not negotiable. And listen, you and I, we are listening every day in the United States of America to people who are supposedly intellectuals tell us that there are other ways than Jesus. True or false? I watched this week. Man, I wish people would defend the church in America like they do Islam. Not that these are real credible sources, but that what the View show, I saw a clip of that. Two women got up and left, were so professional that they couldn't handle the heat of the argument, and got up and left because they were offended about what was said about Islam. I guarantee you on that show, if you raked Jesus Christ over the coals, if you bashed the church, if you talked bad about Christianity, not only would they not leave, but they would smile. The vile things that they have said about those who follow Christ. Because what do we Christians do?
Well, we don't want to offend anybody.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do we desire anybody to be saved? I really wonder if we do. Or have we grown into duck and hide mode? Lord, thank God we got through that day. Lord, thank God we got through that day. God, I'm glad this ain't going to last long, huh? Or do we begin to realize we are people of God? Once again, before I finish up here, I want you to look at your neighbor and go, lovingly, hey, we're in this together. Just go ahead and remind them, hey, we're in this together. Yeah, because we're citizens of heaven. We're citizens of heaven. Now look at this. It's in him. Now let's finish up. Consequently, because of Jesus, how many of y'all like the word consequently? I like that word. Consequently, because he has, actions are in motion. Consequently, you're no longer foreigners or aliens. How many of y'all glad to know heaven is not a foreign place for you? The older you get, the more thankful you ought to be about that. My mother one day, guess what? My mother won't even die. She'd just step. Because she lives in heaven all the time. She prays all the time. She thinks about Jesus all the time. She lives in heaven three-fourths of the time. I don't. I stay down here too much. How many of y'all stay down here too much? I put it in that phrase. I mean, and what I mean by down here, you focus on all the things down here. At best, they're all what? Am I telling you the truth or am I making something up? Talk to me today, huh? It's all temporary. I don't know about y'all, but everything I have changes. My hair's changed. I used to have a mullet. Now, how would ridiculous would I look today if I still had a mullet? It'd be like having Billy Ray Cyrus preach to you. And Clacy would have to come up here and be Hannah or something. You know, it'd be awful. Things change. Amen. How many of y'all find things change? And so do positions. We are not aliens and we're not foreigners. To heaven. We have been bought by a price and we have citizenship in heaven. So where you come from, Bobby?
Heaven.
Heaven. Where you come from, brother?
Heaven.
Amen. Where you come from, Joseph?
Heaven.
Good. Ms. Cox? Jamie? Where y'all come from? Pat? Just kind of go like this. You from heaven. Just go ahead and try that. I know it's not really good English, but just you from heaven. Just see what happens to them. Look, you are from heaven. Come on. No, I'm serious. Now this is unbelievable. Chris Allen is from heaven and still can't get the weather right. Chris, you know I love you. I don't expect you to get the weather right. Because you're not who? You're not Jesus. And I don't know why people get mad at you. I mean, they'll stand there and go, Chris Allen said the tornado wasn't coming this way. What are you going to do? It is. No, hold on. Now y'all got a little stirred here. We are from heaven. Now I hope we'll grow from this. We got to push each other toward heaven. Yeah. My wife pushes me all the time gently. I'm glad she does. She does. I'd be awful. She pushed me this week. Honey, you're angry. And I went, you think? She goes, have you prayed? I went, no. And you know what? I hate it. How many of you husbands hate it when your wife is correct? That makes it worse. I know she's telling me the truth, and I guess what? Guess what else I know? I even know God is speaking through her. And I hate it when God uses a female voice. You talking about double whammy? You young husband, what God will use your wife? She lean over and go, "What do you think God wants us to do?" I just want to go, I think God wants you to leave me alone. But that's not the truth. We're citizens of heaven. Even though Elizabeth and I are married, we're citizens of heaven. Even though we're having family, we're citizens of heaven. In Hillview Heights Church, we're a part of the citizenship of heaven. Look what he says. There are no foreigners, no aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. You got this? We're members of God's what? Here's what I want you to know. The Jews are God's chosen people. I know y'all.
Well, how come God didn't choose us?
What are some of y'all thinking right now? Because your minds have been warped by all this stuff on TV. Come on, I know. I heard some of y'all right now. As soon as I said, the Jews are God's chosen people, what was y'all reaction? Come on, I heard it. It whispered.
That's not fair.
Oh, gosh. Do we not live in the that's not fair world? You want to see that's not fair? Just go to a pee-wee little league game. And everybody's upset and tore up. Especially mothers.
Why didn't they play my child?
Boy, I just want to go,
because he's no good.
But if you said that, it'd be easier to release an atomic bomb than it would to deal with what's fixing to happen. But what's always our complaint? It's not fair. Guess what? I really want to bring some, y'all ready for some heavy truth? You better get out of this. This is not fair. And you better start dealing with what is. What is? What is reality is Jesus Christ is Lord. What is reality? God has chosen his people, the Jews, and Paul's telling them. But here's the good news. In Jesus, the Jews and the Gentiles all become one. It's about being in him. And we become citizens of heaven, not by our merit, but by his grace. Built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the chief cornerstone. So watch this. Who provided citizenship in heaven for you? That's right. So Lucas, if they were to pull you over this week, okay? The immigration authorities from heaven. And I said, prove your citizenship. How would you do it? George, how would you do it? Yeah. Guess what you get to tell them? Go check the cornerstone. My name's there. Not only am I a citizen of this place? I know the founder. Because the cornerstone is the what? Foundational moment. And he's not a cornerstone. He's what? First stone set. So guess what that means? Everything pivots off the first stone what? Set. I never understood that till I got to farm. I used to farm with an old farmer. And we would fence the fields. How many of y'all have ever done fencing? Some of you all have been a part of a fencing moment. And I never could understand why that old man would spend 2 hours setting the first what? Earl, he'd drive me crazy because if it had left up to me, we just stuck that post in there, tamped some dirt around it, threw some ready-mix concrete on it, and we on to the next post. Because my mission was to get the fence done as fast as possible so I could go do something else. His fence was different. He was seeing years of providing a boundary. And I'm telling you, he'd wiggle that post. And then he'd get this little thing out, and he'd go like this. And then he'd say, go find me 2 rocks about this size. We need to put them on. And he was getting that post aligned just right. Why? Everything else on that fence was going to corner off of that post. How many of y'all glad to know that your life corners off Jesus? The chief what? Cornerstone. We're citizens of heaven. Look, he is the chief cornerstone. And he goes on to tell us this. Look, in him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. Now, in him, we're together. Amen. Now, let's take that real quick. If we want to have problems in our church, we just need to get out of what? As soon as we get out of him here at Hillview, this will be one great circus show. Why? We got enough diversity in our church. We'll go to kung fu fighting if we get out of him. We will. Aren't you glad? You know what? I love you guys because I'm glad to have a place that we can talk truth without offense. Aren't y'all? Because things I say, well, I mean, I rattle people's cages, man. I mean, they get red-faced mad. And they don't know how to handle a Christian who actually talks back. Because they're used to all the Christians cowering down. They're used to all the Christians going, well, I'm sorry, I offended you. I could care less. I could care less about offending any of us. You know why? I've never read in the Bible where Jesus was ashamed of offense. Because his mission is to save. And if you got to offend me to save me, offend away. Why? Because Jesus wants to take us past that first layer to get down to where it really hurts, man. You know what I mean? Where it's really messed up. That spirit and soul that needs to be remade and connected to what? Heaven. How many of y'all connected to heaven? How many of y'all got citizenship? What if heaven had an Arizona law and you had to show your papers? You got proof? I am marked by the blood of Jesus. You are marked by the blood of Jesus, and this shows my citizenship to what? Heaven. Now, here's what I want you to know. I'm finishing up. You can't sneak in. Some of y'all trying to sneak in. I think, okay, I'm going to go to church, and when I die, I get to go to heaven. Mm-mm. Did it say in the church all things are held together or in him all things are joined together? Which one? In him. I just want you to get it right. Why? Because I love you. Let me ask y'all a question. Would you appreciate me as a pastor if I lied to you? I mean, I just think I'd be chump change, man. If I came up here and said, hey, listen, I just want y'all to know that God wants us to be together. And if we'll just love one another, it'll all work out. The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says in Jesus, it'll all work out. Guess what? The Bible actually says this. We can love one another and go to hell. Because we don't have the power to get into heaven. Only Jesus has the power to get us new citizenship. So who delivers that? That's not rhetorical. Who delivers that? It's amazing, isn't it? Now let me ask you a question. Was citizenship a big deal in Paul's world? You better believe it was. Remember when they were ready to beat Paul? Some of you lawyers in here would appreciate this. Paul was also a deep student of the law. And guess what Paul said? He said, hold on. I'm a citizen of what? Rome. And you're fixing to violate the law you say you believe in. You're a citizen of heaven. Live it. It's where you come from. And it's where you will reside permanently, live in it together with each other. And look what he says. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his what? Spirit. All right. Anybody learn anything today? Come on, give me a head nod or something. Surely y'all aren't sleepy because you're headed to heaven. So can you live with this? Here's the paradox. You are in heaven and headed toward heaven at the same time. Here's kind of the only way I can understand that. How many of y'all have ever been someplace warm or headed to someplace warm when it was cold? It was wintertime here and you got to go someplace warm. Did any of you all put your flip-flops on in the cold because you knew you were headed to the warm? I do that sometimes, a little crazy, you know, just kind of put a coat on. If we're headed to where it's warm and it's in the winter and we're flying out, I'll go ahead and put my shorts and flip-flops on where it's cold because I'm living like where I'm headed. That's all I'm asking y'all to do is live out now where you are headed. Aren't we headed to heaven? When it's all said and done, where do we all end up? I need y'all to be a little bit louder about this because there's like a whole world that is really confused about this situation. And the reason they're confused, I'm not fussing at you. I'm just telling you why people don't know Jesus. You won't speak. In fact, we're so silent, God has to go get Mad Max to do a movie so people will know about the cross and the resurrection. Mel Gibson. Because the church is so busy being polite. In fact, I call it the chipmunk disease. Y'all remember that little cartoon that had those little chipmunks? They got a little musical out too. What are they called? Y'all help me. Huh? Alvin and the Chipmunks. Don't they sound like Baptists? But they don't ever get anything done. They need a politically incorrect chipmunk with them. This is, we got to get this done. God's got a purpose. God's got a mission. God's got a power. God's got a presence. God's got a way. And God brings us in Christ together. Make sense? So here's what you should have gotten today. How many of y'all realize where you're from? You're from heaven. How many of y'all know how to get there? Jesus Christ is your Lord. You repent of your sins. You believe in the cross. You receive the gift of grace into your life. And you're connected to citizenship in heaven. Pastor Jeff, do you know another way to get there? Jeff, really, as much as we study the scripture and really talk and dialogue about this, we'd have found a plan B by now if there's a plan B, wouldn't we? You know, I wish I could tell people this. I wish I could say, hey, y'all just be really good and really nice to each other and you'll end up in heaven. You know what? You all would like me. And we could, you know, go out and eat lunch and you wouldn't have to go. So you really believe other people are going to hell? Absolutely. If I didn't believe people would go to hell, I would sell something and not be a preacher. I'm preaching today because guess what? I believe that God does not want any one of you in this room to perish for eternity away from Him. I believe that. That's not God's desire. His desire is that you would be what? Saved. You know, but I mean, if that's not God's desire, then why did Jesus stretch out His arms and shed His blood so that you and I could be in heaven? I don't know. It just seems to me that Jesus was like radically committed to His message. What do you think? Jesus went to the extreme to bring us home to heaven. So today I want to give you His message. If you have never asked Christ in your life, guess what you can do today? You can ask Him. I want to give you something that I have found to be absolute truth. I have never seen Jesus refuse anybody that has repented. So I just want to build you confidence in that. I've never seen anybody get down on their knees or sit in the chair and go, Lord Jesus, I realize I'm a sinner. And Lord Jesus, I know that You died on the cross and You've risen from the grave and I want You to come into my life. I have never heard the Holy Spirit go to an individual that said that and go, nah, you're out. I've never seen God refuse a repentant sinner. Now, what are some of y'all saying? I can hear it in your minds. That's not what? It's not fair. Here, I've been a good girl all my life, and I've done good girl things, and I've been, and here God lets in this old hussy into the kingdom of heaven with the same citizenship as, you know what I say? Thank you, Jesus, for not being fair. Because if You were fair, none of us would have citizenship in heaven. But You are merciful, and You said, in spite of, I will, so they can. Isn't that what Jesus said? In spite of our sin, Jesus said, I will die, and I will be raised, so they can become citizens of heaven. I'll tell you all this often, Led Zeppelin was wrong. She is not buying her stairway into heaven. She's walking a path to hell because heaven is not for sale. It is the gift of a mercy to a people that will receive the gift. Amen. There's the gospel. Well, let's stand together, and I hope you're in prayer right now, because guess what? We're having a citizenship meeting right now. We think don't panic, don't run for the door, and don't hide. Because the one who created you can find you. But guess what you could do today? You could come to this altar and say, Lord Jesus, I have sinned. I'm disconnected from you. And Lord Jesus, I want you to come into my life and forgive me of my sin. And guess what you're going to become? A citizen of heaven.
Pastor Ayers, how do you know?
I want you to know that Jeff Reynolds and myself, we're employed as the welcome wagon of the community of heaven. And we like to welcome you to the neighborhood. We're kind of like Mr. Rogers. We like to welcome you to the neighborhood of heaven. We would like to welcome you to this possibility. Your sins can be forgiven and you can reside in heaven. And you say, well, do I deserve it? No, but God's willing to give it. Can I earn it? No, but God's willing to give it. Now, some of y'all, as soon as you'll get in, you'll want to know how you can live in the big house. Well, let me tell you, big houses are irrelevant in the kingdom of heaven. Because our focus is on who? Him. Who? Jesus. There are going to be some folks come to Christ today. If you come to the altar, may you receive Jesus. Ask him, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. He will forgive you. Maybe today you need to come and just say this. Jesus, there are times I forget where I come from. Boy, I'm just going to be honest with you guys. I have to do that in my life often. God, please forgive me again for forgetting what you have done. And he said, I'm glad you remember. If you've never been baptized, guess what that is? Confirmation of God's decision in your life. Confirmation of God's decision to save you in your life. Confirmation. Amen? Kingdom of God, permanent. This place, for a little while, temporary. Lord, permanent placement we seek at this time. Any person without Christ, draw them now in the name of Jesus to find Jesus, to be built in a heavenly kingdom. Lord, just bring us to this altar for a moment to realize that there is a greater citizenship. There is a constitution that you've used well, but there is a grace connection that you will use forever. Remind us, teach us, hold us, bind us, and show us the way right now in the name of Jesus. Guys, we're opening our altar to you. It doesn't matter where you are, where you've been. Come to Christ. In Him, all things are made new and held together. Come on, church. This altar's open. It's your turn to come and pray, to receive Him, to be baptized, to be changed by the grace of God. If you've never had that experience, we want to tell you about it. We want to let God minister to your life. You just come on right now. Let God touch you, hold you, change you, use you, love you. Come on. Thank you for coming. Come on, church. Come on. Come on.